It could come out any time. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Justice Department has until noon Eastern to make public the affidavit used for a judge to approve the search warrant on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. It would contain information about probable cause for the search and possible crimes. We don't know yet what exactly we'll see. The judge is allowing some of the paperwork to be blacked out.
The judge stating in part, quote, he finds that the government has met its burden of showing that its proposed redactions are narrowly tailored to serve the government's legitimate interest in the integrity of the ongoing investigation and are the least onerous alternative to sealing the entire affidavit. The White House and Justice Department have fought to keep the document under seal, claiming a public release would compromise its investigation.
Fox's Brooks Singman. President Biden jumps into the midterm campaign with a rally in Maryland and takes on a heckler.
During a rally for the Democratic National Committee in Maryland Thursday, a heckler getting pointed criticism from President Biden. The man's outburst claiming President Biden stole the 2020 election met with boos and later this response from the president. President Biden's appearance in the safe Democratic Washington suburb is a kickoff to what White House aides say will be an aggressive season of championing his policy wins and boosting Democrats ahead of the midterms. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
There's a report that inflation's going down.
The Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, an important inflation reading, rose 6.3% in the year ending in July, still at a four-decade high. However, that was an improvement from the 6.8% rise in June.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell gives a speech about inflation this hour in Wyoming. It'll be watched for indications about where interest rates are going. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points. Home energy prices in Great Britain will be up 80% from last year in October, according to the country's energy regulator. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List. Your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Flags are at half staff at state government buildings in Arizona. Four people, including a law enforcement officer, have been killed in a murder-suicide.
Cops say Pima County Constable Deborah Martinez Garibay went to the apartment in Tucson and was shot dead by a man she was trying to evict. They say the man also killed the apartment manager and a neighbor before turning the gun on himself. Martinez was an Army veteran who ran an adaptive golf program for veterans. She also worked with homeless veterans. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Riders are hurt during a roller coaster malfunction in New Jersey.
The wooden roller coaster known as El Toro is closed for inspection following last night's incident at the Six Flags Great Adventure theme park in Jackson Township. Several people reported back pain and minor injuries after riding the coaster. Some were taken to an area hospital.
Six total patients.
Audio courtesy of Broadcastify. El Toro has a maximum speed of 70 miles an hour and the second largest drop height of wooden roller coasters in the country at 176 feet. It was closed for inspection last year due to a partial derailment.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A bald eagle lets somebody else do the flying in North Carolina.
Clark, a bald eagle from the World Bird Sanctuary caught the attention of TSA agents and passengers at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. TSA Southeast took to Twitter saying Clark was giving his wings a break and flying commercial. Just like the rest of us, Clark and his handler were searched before boarding. Onlookers took to Twitter with messages like, America, heck yeah, as the eagle flapped his wings on command. Clark was flying home to St. Louis after welcoming new freshmen at High Point University. His handler says he flies between 5 and 7 times a year. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
There's a deal for SpaceX low-orbit satellites to provide T-Mobile phone and data services to people in remote areas that don't have good cell signals. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.